On a crisp October evening in Syracuse's Armory Square, people are looking skyward at a man high overhead.
Hey, Chris.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, get in.
It's Chris Murray in his office in the basket of a rickety cherry picker, 50 feet in the air.
Are you afraid of heights?
Depends how high.
Yeah.
It's funny, I was and am still very afraid of heights. And when you're looking eye to eye with a bird on the ledge, it kind of puts everything into perspective.
At this point, we're about 35 feet in the air. Murray is adding shine to Jim Boeheim's famous glasses midway in the painting.
There was a part that I wanted to touch up.
It's a colorful tribute to a monumental and sometimes colorful coach.
Don't tell me how upset I am.
In his 47 years as head basketball coach at Syracuse University, Boeheim did not mince words, whether it was with his own team's performance.
When we play poorly, I'm upset.
Or losing his temper in defense of his players.
Plain and simple. Georgetown's got a great basketball team, but today the best team did not win.
The national champion and Olympic gold medalist was passionate. Passion is what compelled Murray to paint the tribute five stories up.
I was born in upstate New York, and we just worshipped SU basketball.
As do most New Yorkers. Even so, getting Boeheim's face on this wall was a challenge.
2 years of just grueling nonstop. Phone calls, Zoom calls, emails, just back and forth visits to Syracuse.
So what would drive Murray to do it?
This mural was in my sleep, morning, noon, and night. It was something I just had to do. I don't know why.
And there's something else driving him.
You know, for my daughter and for my family, once I'm gone, hopefully this will still be standing. And that means a lot to me.
In Syracuse, Boone Kilpatrick, WAER News.